Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gunzo G just making a video about dark days ahead. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, friends, today I've been looking on the inner zones and I found all this shit about niggas! Enjoy!
Do you miss prison?
Nah, I miss booty. That's what I miss, booty.
Yes, friends, here's this guy. In case you don't know who he is the booty warrior. They actually make fun of him in the Boondocks. Yeah, this guy likes fucking dudes in the ass. Shocker! So let's watch him in his Down syndrome. Enjoy!
You know, yeah, I'm married now. Out of here.
Yes, friends, this dude has a bitch in his life, but he'd rather fuck buttholes. Oh shit, what the fuck is an infatuation with booty and not pussy? Maybe because the butthole is a little bit tighter than a fucking woman's pussy. Well, that's what happens when women are fucking whores. Now this guy has to be fucking some dude's ass. Well, it is what it is. Let's continue. Well, this guy rather have shit on his dick. It is what it is. Whatever. Let's continue.
Nigga, the first piece of tight head was booty. Don't forget, I went into prison, man. I was in jail at 14.
Well, here's an idea. Maybe if you don't do crime, you wouldn't go to jail. Yeah, you went in the tender age of 14, and you tasted your fucking first love, whatever, in prison. Yes, instead of having a sweet woman in your arms, you had some sweaty ass dude in your arms. Who knows, maybe it was his booty that got fucked. Well, it is what it is. Let's continue.
Turned 15 in jail, hit prison at 16. I growed up in the penal system.
Well, maybe here's just an idea. Don't do crime. And maybe, just maybe, you wouldn't go to prison. It's just an idea, but I know nigger is what nigger does, so enjoy!
Ain't never had the first American virgin, as you can call it. But when I got introduced to some booty, hey, it was fire too, boy.
At least this little fucking freak show knows what he wants, right? Whatever, let's continue.
Made me close my eyes, man, when I came. But I'll tell you what, you know, I like booty.
Well, this guy has a fucking infatuation with fucking ass. Well, I understand, you have a big dick. So they say that niggers have big monster schlongs. Woohoo! Well, now you gotta put that big monster dick into some monster asses. Yes, friends, I have another clip of a fat bitch with a fat booty. And we get to see fat Down syndrome. Enjoy!
Sarita rushes home for dinner. She slips and slides down the hill. Her husband feels terrible for her. He quickly brings her a box of tacos.
Gee, usually you give a woman like flowers or some shit, but he gave the love of his life tacos. Oh shit, I like tacos too. They look pretty tasty. Has a shitload of fucking cheese, no lettuce. Okay, well, no wonder why your fucking blood type is ragu. Well, let's continue.
They are covered in her favorite cheese. She takes one big bite. She screams with pure joy. But this small snack won't cut it. It is nowhere near enough for her. Sarita crawls her way back.
Yes, friends, look at this fucking piece of shit. Crawling on all fours like the fat fucking pig that she is. Disgusting. And this is the shit that guys have to do to get fucking laid? You're gonna have this fucking pig fucking around you? No way. Imagine this bitch gets on top of you, she's gonna crush your pelvis. But whatever, let's continue.
Home. She has to make a real breakfast. 5 pounds of bacon, 3 fried eggs, 6 slices of toast. This is all for her. She's...
God damn it, look at all that fucking food. That's like the food for like a people of four. Yeah, imagine a family of four eating all this shit. But no, she's 4 people in 1. What the fuck? That's what happens when you fucking a black star fucking implodes and it turns into a fucking black hole. Yikes. Gross. But whatever. It is what it is. Let's continue.
Stuffs the toast with bacon and cheese. Everything is finally ready. She shoves it right into her mouth. Her husband stands there drooling.
Look at this little fucking puny dude. You think this guy's man enough to fucking ride that fucking whale? Yeah, this fucker can't fucking please that woman. That's too much fucking bitch for him. You think his dick is gonna tickle that fucking bitch's fucking sewer hole? Nah, that's just like a fucking cave. What the fuck are you gonna do? You gonna go fucking spelunking like if you're fucking in Vietnam or some shit? Okay, then whatever. Let's continue.
But Sarita feeds the cat instead. She won't give him a single bite. Soon, the food is completely gone.
Yes, this bitch doesn't give nothing to this dude. Ain't that funny that women abuse at the men that they're with? They say you always hurt the ones you love. Right? Whatever, let's continue.
Her husband is starving and ready to pass out, but Sarita is not done with him yet.
I'm hungry.
She is too massive to fight. He has no choice but to obey. A giant...
So that nigger is a slave to his bitch. Fucking fun times indeed.
Pot of creamy vegetable pasta is ready. He serves it right to her. Sarita grabs the whole pot. She inhales the food. She finishes and immediately wants the next meal. Her...
Low impulse control. Fuck this shit. I don't want to be like that. Even though my fucking webpack, I have more impulse control than this fucking shit. Goddamn, look at her running around in that fucking scooter. Yeah, like they're in Walmart or some bullshit. Yeah, I noticed a lot of niggers fucking like riding those fucking scooters. Even the ones that are not fucking fat and bloated. Why? I suspect the niggers are fucking lazy. But what the fuck do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback. But whatever. Let's continue.
Her husband has to take her to the supermarket. They load the shopping cart to the brim. Only then is Sarita ready to leave.
Yes, friends. Dark days ahead. We have all these fucking niggers doing nigger shit. But I have another clip of a fat nigger doing some more fat nigger shit. So let's watch that clip. Enjoy!
Hey, 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 hey.
The time is come and your girl is about to do something by herself.
Even though it's something small, like going out to eat, I did say that 2026, I will start to get comfortable with doing things by myself. Y'all.
Awesome sauce. It looks like the circus came in. Yes, look at this fucking creature. I wonder how many couches she had to fucking skin to make that fucking outfit, right? Anyways, let's continue.
I was extremely nervous, like literally. And I know y'all like, girl, it's just going out to eat or just getting something to eat by yourself.
But growing up in a house where it's just you, your mom, and your sister, you get so accustomed to their company.
Ooh, a parent is so fucking hard to eat by yourself. You need the other pigs to fucking join you in the trough, huh? Yeah, do you also take a shit fucking with other people around you or what? What the fuck? You're a fucking dumbass fucking pig. But whatever. So let's watch this pitch fucking stuff her face, right?
Doing something by yourself is not normal. But I said, you know, 2026, I'm going to do something by myself. And this was my first step. So I did choose Olive Garden. As you see, the salad was bussing. And
what the fuck? You calling that shit fucking a fucking salad? What the fuck? Yes, I know there's pasta salad, but that doesn't look like that one fucking bit. You fucking delusional fat swine. But whatever, let's continue.
The pasta was top tier. Y'all, I asked for raspberry lemonade and I swear it was.
But I bust that salad down.
Well, if that dumb bitch thought that shit was a fucking salad, I bet she thinks that she's fucking beautiful and gorgeous. She thinks that she's a God's gift to men. Yeah, do you really believe that shit? Okay, whatever. Let's continue.
And the pasta, I did end up taking it home, but it was really good. Though this was nerve-wracking, I did enjoy myself, and I do.
You know what? They have this fucking shit called Ozempic. Yeah, it's an injection you could take. In this day and age, being fat is a choice. You don't have to be fat, so what the fuck, you stupid lazy bitch? Whatever. Let's continue.
We plan on doing more things by myself. Just to quit OOTD, your girl lit. Decent. But love y'all, bye.
Well, niggers are fucking retarded. They do some stupid shit. Well, I got also another clip of a fucking nigger that is fucking so thirsty for fucking pussy, he's with a fucking ancient creature. Yeah, look at this fucking shit. Hey, at least he's with a white woman. Enjoy!
I'll do anything that you say, anything, cause you a boss, you the boss.
Yeah, this guy, he's so fucking thirsty. He has to be with this old fucking bitch. Yeah, is this the fucking Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz? That's what happened to her after fucking that shit? Well, hopefully her fucking dried up pussy's fucking worth it. Enjoy!
You the boss, daddy. You the boss. You the boss, daddy.
Fucking disgusting. Yeah, the fucking bitch is robbing the cradle, but the guy is robbing the grave. Yes, friends. Stupid niggas do gonna be doing some dumb shit. Yes, friends. Now you know we're gonna have some dark days ahead. Well, whatever. We got all this fucking bullshit in our fucking country and now in the world. But don't worry, this shit's gonna go out. Yeah, today, this year, is where all this bullshit will be coming out. But yeah, the world is going to get harder and difficult for us. But don't worry, friends. When shit breaks, we're going to be fixing things. Yes, I know. We have to be fucking janitors and clean all this shit up. But then the good thing about that, once things clean, then we can start having fun. Yes, friends. Just be fucking strong and endure the pain. So when finally this shit does pop, we get to have our future. Okay, friends? Just don't die. Don't do stupid shit. All right, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Welcome to the story of a lifetime. Winnie the Jew and Nigger Too. You see, the Nigger Tiger is a simple creature that values quick hit dopamine over logic and reason. This is to no fault of the Nigger Tiger due to his genetic predisposition. Meanwhile, the Bear Jew sees opportunity in the Nigger Tiger's natural athletic ability and intellectual handicap. The Bear Jew doesn't care for morality because he views his bloodline as superior to all other beings. When money is on the line, the Bear Jew is willing to do almost anything to get it. You see, it won't take much convincing of the Nigger Tiger to sign his life away, and the Bear Jew knows promises of fame and fortune is enough to get him to sign the contract. Of course, a little bit of money up front will get the Nigger Tiger completely on board, and this is exactly how the Bear Jew has slowly but surely taken over the entire world. But the story doesn't end here. Many challenges face this dynamic duo. Follow along for the next episode of Winnie the Jew and Nigger 2.